Bumsy remix to page 444.
Christmas time is here.
Oh, is that a Ringo vocal there? I think it was.
Dig this song.
Why isn't it on the Christmas song list?
I guess gotta get on.
I think they go a little crazy with the chorus, maybe. The song seems to be almost entirely a chorus.
Horribly repetitive.
Let's call Jay Towers.
It reminds me of the John Sinclair song, which gets horribly repetitive.
I dig
the,
that
the
song.
John, which song?
John Sinclair, John Sinclair.
Oh.
You got. Isn't that the
John Lennon song?
Yeah.
I'm downloading it right now.
I think it's more repetitive than the John Sinclair song. That is Ringo. That's Ringo.
That's like
tells you how much
play.
They cared about it. Anyway, by request
Ringo's
for Maz.
Great.
To open up this part two for you part two people. And where to start? I thought before we got into the Lions and what's left over from the Michigan-Ohio State game, we should run through a little bit of email, because I'd asked people a few questions lately, and people are actually responding. For example, we asked what sort of stuff would you like, because the black T-shirt, the gray T-shirt, the hoodie, and the, well, unless negotiations get better before midnight tonight. Those things may be gone.
We'll see.
By the way, Christmas time is here again.
Yes.
Oh,
by Ringo Starr.
Ooh.
What?
Yes. I searched Beatles. It didn't come up anything. I searched Ringo, and there it is.
He must have put it. That's weird. He did a Christmas album.
Yeah, he did a Christmas album. I Want to Be Santa Claus in 99.
Because Don't Pass Me By from the White Album was the first Ringo Starr credit received for a song. So they didn't give him credit for that on the fan. That was a fan club album, is what that's from, that Christmas Time is Here Again.
So he basically told him to go take a pound salt. I'm going to do my
I guess
own.
Yes, so.
Slash sand.
Yeah. Pound sand, pound salt.
I wish more people knew what that was.
I prefer salt.
Dave Black.
Just pounding
sand or salt.
Or both.
Dave Black says, I think a T-shirt or coffee mug that says I Speak in Drops 2 would be a big seller, not some old fart coffee mug, one of those nice plastic 20-ounce travel mugs. I'd buy two. Jeff, Joseph Strelchuk has a really funny phone call he sent us from, actually received a call from a telemarketer. We're going to hear that in just
That's
a
funny.
Minute. It's funny. Mark Richards, it was funny when you guys talked to Chad the other day. From Shot of Love?
Yeah.
Tequila?
Yeah.
I lived across the street from him in Woodhaven when he was a kid. Ooh.
That doesn't deserve an ooh.
He gave himself
an himself.
Yeah.
I am the same age as his older brother, Chris. I don't remember what the age difference is, but I remember him being a douchey kid. When we found out he was going to be on the show, we knew he would be the turd of the group. He didn't disappoint. We all had a good laugh at his fight video. That said, he sounds like a well-adjusted adult now. Good for him. Keep up the great show. Donated one salty snack, some merch. We'll set up a recurring donation next month. Oh, you're the
man.
Joshua. Hey, you rich fucks. Stop talking about all your subscribers and merchandise. I'm enjoying the podcast for free, and you won't see a dime from me, suckers. P.S. I want another live sports score from Maz.
Good for him.
There you go, Tom. What's the update?
All right, let me get you updated here. 0-0 right now between the Eagles and Packers, Monday Night Football.
And how far into the game is it?
Hasn't started yet.
See, people getting the final score will go, God, that game was 0-0 for a while. What do you know?
All right, how about the Knicks lead the Thunder in the second, 38-31 at the Garden?
If the Thunder comes back and wins and you hear that finally, you go, what do you know? The Knicks were up in that game.
Exactly.
They blew it.
I wish there were more close games here, hometown
I can't
game.
Believe you actually watched the Grey Cup last night.
Oh, I loved it. The second half I watched.
My God.
Anybody get a rouge?
No rouges last night. A couple of missed extra points. The game went to overtime, Drew. The Grey Cup went to overtime.
Because we do not talk about the Grey Cup on the podcast.
But can we talk about the fact that Tom watched the Grey Cup?
Yeah, that's
yesterday?
All I'm interested in. I'm fascinated by that.
I always watch the Grey Cup.
Here's the best part.
You always watch the Grey Cup.
Always watch it. And I like the playoffs because it's always in the snow. I love watching snow games.
Playoffs.
I couldn't tell you who was in the championship? Can I guess?
Yeah.
Montreal.
Best team in the league versus the team that got in.
The Alouettes.
Without a 500 record.
I can't think of one player in the Canadian Football League.
No,
no. You don't know Henry Burris, 41-year-old quarterback?
Henry Burris, did he play for the Bears?
He might have. He's been around for a long, long time, and last night was probably his last game.
How sad. All right, who played?
Calgary Stampeders were the best team in the league.
Yeah.
They were like a 10 or 11-point favorite over the expansion second year, Ottawa Red Blacks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Ottawa won the damn game in overtime.
Who was MVP?
Henry Burris, the 41-year-old quarterback.
All right. Who? Anybody else playing the game that we know?
No, no one that you know. But a lot of players, of course, that play. A couple of Nebraska guys were on the line. You know, the offensive line.
No Michigan players, no state guys.
I didn't hear any Michigan or state players. Well, state guy was Mylon Hicks, who passed away.
Oh,
he was on Ottawa.
That's right.
Yeah, he was on Ottawa. So his team won the championship.
Oh, God.
All right. Now, welcome back, everybody that skipped past that part.
Yes. Stop it.
You know what? I just got a funny story for you. I'm watching the game in the basement because my family was upstairs watching.
Because nobody wants to watch
the Grey Cup.
All right, so I'm in the basement. My daughter comes down. Daddy, you know, it's time for bed. Can you come up and tuck us in? Okay. She comes down. This is my 9-year-old, Maddie. First words out of her mouth, she sees the screen. What's that goalpost doing in the front, Dad?
Yeah, good girl.
Wow.
She called it a touchdown. What's that touchdown pole doing in the front?
Touchdown pole.
I had to explain to her. That's a great observation, honey.
So you started explaining it to her?
I started explaining to her.
She was asleep in 1 minute.
No, but I'm so proud of her to know that.
Well, you see, when football started,
she's like, who's that horse? Who's that horse team? I don't know that team.
Okay, man.
Well, Calgary Stampeding.
Stop hijacking the podcast with inane sports.
I told her, Doug Flutie used to play for that team.
Oh, God. And he was the MVP every year he was in the league. That's how bad the Canadian Football League is.
Oh, it's a fun league.
Don't start selling the Grey Cup.
I still don't get how they move around. They let them move around like they do.
Honey, Doug Flutie was also signed by the New Jersey Generals by Donald J. Trump, president in the USFL.
Jay, that wasn't very nice.
He had huge numbers.
Sorry,
that's okay. Wrong drop. Anyway, it was fun.
All right, so what were we doing before Man?
He also signed former NFL MVP Brian Sipe. That was his big signing.
Yes, you want to know who else? Herschel Walker. He got him out as a junior out of Georgia.
That's funny. Did you ever tell them that their president owned a professional football team?
Not yet.
And ruined a league?
I still have that USFL small potatoes. What do you call it?
Oh, it's a great 30 for 30.
Yeah, it's a great one.
I forgot where we were.
He did ruin a professional league, by the way.
You were reading these updates.
Steven Costakes emailed in, what's poppin', happy birthday. One thing I haven't really heard addressed is the playoff committee heavily considers the location of the games. Does anyone really think Penn State would have a chance against OSU in the Shoe? What? They play in the Shoe?
No, he's just saying.
Oh.
If they played
there. Oh, I got you.
You know what? They don't really.
They still won.
For strength of schedule, they don't really apply where the game was played, believe it or not. I mean, they're human beings, so yeah, but as far as the metrics, it doesn't matter.
I didn't realize that Penn State was known as is the youngest team in the top 25 in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Hey, James Franklin is a garbage of a coach until this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes the most ridiculous mistakes. I know. More credit to him.
Curtis Richardson says, guys, let me know if you'd like these tickets. They're free to whomever would like them. Oh, he's got MAC championship.
Oh, I'm going Friday.
Tickets.
I want to go.
Who is it? Western and who?
Who is that? Western Ohio? And Ohio. The Bobcats.
That'll be a good game.
Western's 18.5-point favorites.
Ed Seguin. That was interesting. Had to switch private browsing off on Safari, then put in a credit card. Oh, he was having trouble getting his T-shirts.
A lot of people aren't.
You and I were talking about that.
Browsing on their phones. I'm finding that surprising. If you're on private browsing, you need to get off private browsing on your iPhones. I know for sure. I don't know how.
Wow.
Oh, man. I wish I'd known that yesterday.
Man, there's private browsing on your phone?
Son of a bitch.
I told
See, Tom, we don't have to clear all our history.
Christmas time is.
Nicole Wick. Have you seen the documentary Holy Hell? If you not, you should check it out. I have Dish Network. It's available on demand. It's a fantastic
cult. It's about a cult, right? Yeah.
About a lunatic cult leader, and it doesn't disappoint. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
I have already set it for record, Nicole.
Yep. It's great.
John Darby, this was from Sunday. Guys, it's Rich Little's birthday today.
Yeah, he told me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my God. Of course he told you.
He texted me. He tweeted me.
This is from
at me.
Charles, another email about Chad from Shot of Love. You guys called Chad. He was talking about how he does He does personalized videos on the Celeb VM site. I bought a video from them 2 years ago. I won my fantasy baseball championship. The guy I beat is a huge wrestling fan. I went through Celeb VM and had the $1 million man make a video talking trash about it. I paid $30 for it. It was worth every penny when my buddy watched it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here's a link if you want to watch it. Problem is, day after I paid for the video, I left to go to Florida for a week right after I landed a credit card that I used to pay for the video. It was being used for a bunch of fraudulent transactions overseas.
Oh,
I had to cancel my card and was stuck without any credit card for the entire week I was gone. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yes, it wasn't worth it.
Should we see what he got from the $1 million man for $30?
Just to talk crap for winning his fantasy football league.
Fantasy baseball.
Baseball.
Oh, my God. There he is. He's looking a little like he's maybe putting on the years. The old $1 million man.
That's right. Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man. Hey, Mike, it's me. You know why I'm laughing so hard? I just found out that you let your buddy Charlie beat you in fantasy baseball. Knocked you right out of the playoffs, pal. Well, that's just unbelievable. Hey, you know what? I just got to let you know this. Everybody says they're the biggest and they're the best, but everybody can lose on any given day. Except me. You know why? Because standing on my wallet, I'm bigger than all of them. You know what? You have yourself a nice day.
Wait,
and I
what?
Just hope you can
nice
get
day.
Over Mike getting beat by Charlie. Oh, my gosh. I hope you can live this one down. But just remember one more thing before I go. You and Charlie both remember this. Everybody's got a price for the $1 million man.
That's great. Money well spent.
I'd say he got his $30 worth.
Yeah, except for all the fraudulent charges.
That's true. I'm quite surprised that Celeb VM is as well known as it is.
I know. I was driving around the other day thinking about how bummed out I was that Dial-A-Star isn't active.
Oh, I know. What a bummer.
I know.
We had so many people off that. Kurt wants to know, let's see, wait, one more thing. If your donations exceed $20,000 at the end of the year, PayPal is going to send you a 1099. No surprise. I know this. They 1099 you on the gross donations. They don't deduct the fees, and of course you'll need to do that for tax purposes. Figuring out the PayPal total is kind of a breeze. You just download. Okay.
What?
Thanks, Kurt. He's offered his help. I think he does some accounting.
He's an accountant to the stars.
You lost me at tax.
He's just pointing out that we need to be sure to not pay taxes on our PayPal fees.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't pay taxes.
Me too. I write on currency all the time.
That's what
makes
it legal.
Those guys used to do that.
Yeah,
the Nichols
brothers. That's what makes it legal, man. I got my own flag, my own anthem. It's great, great country.
Jay Howard sent us no hallucinogens found in system of face biting suspect.
I'm blown away by that.
I am shocked. Is that because it's
no flaca.
Pot? It's that kind of pot. I mean, they didn't test properly.
I don't know. They said
is that a hallucinogen, technically?
Which one? Flocka? Or like K2 and Spice?
I don't know. I mean...
They said no synthetic substance. I don't know. You would have to believe there's nothing in them.
Because my boss would have never done anything like that.
His attorney said that he's mentally ill, and it's like, well, no shit. If there's nothing in his system and you decided to eat two people, I would say he's mentally ill. But what about all the superhero strength?
I don't know what to say about that. I got to believe they need to do another test on him. That's all I can say.
Why did he drink some chemicals in the...
Exactly. The guy was out of his mind on something. He had to be on something.
Maybe when he drank the caustic chemicals that had counteracted the synthetic substance in him of flocka, and it metabolized into something normal.
Well, that's quite a concept.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm not a chemist.
Tony Scalia sent us a story about CNN accidentally airing 30 minutes of nonstop hardcore porn, but then
Fake. We
found out that was bullshit.
Fake.
That never even happened.
No. It was photoshopped.
Isn't that bizarre that a story like that? That story lived for days.
So is 2016 going to be the year of fake news?
It's the internet.
And bullshit.
It seems like it.
Ugh.
Let's see. Did we get another? Oh, no. Okay. Another Chad.
Did you see the guy from Barney Miller died the other day? It's another 2016 death.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's another. I love it when you say things because when you extrapolate them, they make no. That's another 2016 death.
I meant, you know,
there's
celebrity
lots
death.
Of them all the time.
Celebrity death.
Michelle LaFrance.
I know what you meant.
Of Monica Conyers. She has a radio show. I know you guys. I know you guys know that every time I take the lodge from downtown, I have to see that biatch on a billboard. And then she sent me a picture of the billboard. Monica Conyers, 1 to 3.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's got a fucking billboard for 2 hours a week. She does a show and she has a billboard.
All happen.
She needs to go.
Who pays for the billboards, though? Because they don't pay their talent.
I give up.
They don't pay their talent. That's
buy,
how that's
they buy
they
billboards
pay.
And they don't pay their talent.
That must be how they pay.
That's how they pay. Right.
They're all somebody by the name of Monica Conyers.
Exactly.
All I want to know is where's my billboard for Todd Corser? Thursdays, 1 to 2.
Dave Ferrand says, first off, long-time listener radio. Great to hear you starting a podcast. Listening since day one. I love it. You brought up prison life and how fascinated you are by what goes on in there. I came across a show on A&E called 60 Days In. They take regular people, put them in county jail for 60 days.
Oh, God, yeah.
What an eye-opener. Never
that's
having
gotta
been
be
jail.
That's got to be something. No.
Oh, it's a great show. I love the one.
He's about the 10th guy who's recommended. I just want to say
Muhammad Ali's daughter was on there, and she's like a big reformer. Layla? And then gets in there and realizes there's no reform in these prisons.
She changed her mind, huh?
Yeah.
Ben Abbey still catching up. Heard you use the joke on the air. Oh, the Michael Jackson joke.
Hope you like prison food and penis.
And let's see, Doug. Drew, thank you for doing the podcast. Love it. Live in Bedford, Indiana, 30 miles south of Bloomington. We have so many out-of-towners who email in. I'm currently sitting in a tree stand pig hunting in Macon, Georgia.
Cool.
On the evening of Turkey Day, listening to your podcast, I want to let you know I made Play-Doh on Saturday with my 5-year-old daughter.
Oh, there it is.
No one does that.
I made it for the same reason Maz said. She loved making it and then added the different food colors into it. Keep up the great work. I love the stupidity of the folks in Detroit and listening to your view of them. Keeps me connected to the metro area despite living in BFE.
Hi, Doug. Guess you got a pretty small penis.
Jeffrey, I live in New York. Just got done listening to you talk about the guy that got murdered here in Jeffrey Rackover.
Yep.
I work in advertising. Cold called Jeffrey when I started at my job 5 years ago. Worst person I've ever dealt with, not only in my job, but in life. Wow. I can tell you stories, but I'm paranoid about it getting back to him. I do want to give you his cell phone number and hope you'll call him on the podcast. It would be great to hear you engage with him. I'm still at the same job, but I haven't dealt with him in 4 years, probably.
Oh, jeez.
Who's
got a phone call, Drew?
Can you take it live?
Hey, Ev.
Hi, Evan. Hi, Evan.
Who's calling?
Looks like a butt call.
Someone
you butt call me,
phone.
Ev.
Smells like
they're
one, too.
On the phone.
Evan butt called me.
On the phone.
This is interesting. So you sent me Jeffrey Rackover's phone number. Should we call him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, he's the dad.
This is the dentist. The jeweler to the stars.
Yeah, right.
He did Oprah. He did Trump.
Yeah, let's call that.
What do you say?
And he's also the guy. He's also a father of a murderer.
Yep.
I mean, lover.
And
father or lover. I still, no one has answered that question. Why wouldn't they just get married?
Maybe he doesn't want people to know that he's of the homosexual persuasion.
The jeweler to the stars? I think people would assume he was of the homosexual.
Then why wouldn't he? Well, I mean, there's no reason.
I don't know.
They already have the same name. It's like they're married.
This is the guy, that, just to refresh everyone's memory, that adopted this 23-year-old kid from Florida who was an ex-con.
Right.
Comes to New York. They have these townhouses together. He's one floor, the kid's on another floor, and obviously this one kid and his buddy invite people over to their apartment. Before you know it, they make sexual gestures, I guess. Sex. They come on to this kid. He says no, and
sexual gestures.
They kill him, and then they go bury him in the Jersey Shore.
What's a sexual gesture?
Hi. How are you?
It's a sexual
What's
gesture?
Shaw.
Or is this?
Yeah, that too, Mark.
They wanted to get it on with him, allegedly. I don't know.
What about this one?
Oh, yeah.
That would be a gesture.
Sexual gesture.
That's gestures.
Hello.
I wish we could video Mark when he did that.
Oh, please don't.
Let's see. There's something else. Is this Rackover?
This is Dr. Rackover.
Oh, he's a doctor?
No, he's a jeweler. My bad.
James Cordes has made his own Play-Doh, by the way, with his child on numerous occasions.
No one does.
There's 3 people on the planet who've done that.
There's a lot of people that wrote me. At least a handful of people wrote me. Maz, you're right.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Oop. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or
okay.
is no longer.
Whatever. California exiting the union. This is from
bye
David
bye.
Jones. instead of having them vote on it, why don't we pull a note? We had to go on first and boot California out of the country. That, of course, in jest. But how stupid are people? This is a new law. And how much of an overreacting society can we become before it's too far? It's like some celeb protesting by leaving Twitter forever, only to come back 3 days later. There's no better argument as proof of the pussification of America than this Cal exit thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a story about California. It's talking about exiting.
Not I don't think we want to lose
seceding
them.
Seceding from the union.
Not until they break off.
California's an expensive state for the union, though.
They're also the sixth largest economy in the world. I don't think we'd want to lose them.
But they ask somebody who lives in California about their taxes.
Taxes are ridiculous, yeah. But I'm just saying, I don't think we want to lose them as the rest of the
I don't
union.
Think they want to lose us.
Hey, when was Texas? Remember when Texas was going to leave the union?
What was that about?
I can't remember exactly.
How about Belle Isle?
It's a lot. But the one thing we learned was it's very hard to do. It's very hard to leave the union.
Remember the guy that was going to buy Belle Isle?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about Belle Isle when I was watching The Walking Dead. Do you guys watch The Walking Dead at all?
No.
Did you watch it, Drew?
I've watched it a couple times this year, but not that much.
I've decided that I was going to go to Belle Isle when the zombie apocalypse happens. Wouldn't that be a great place to like hunker down around here?
Maybe.
Although I feel like everybody would go there. But more people need to go to islands when the zombie apocalypse happens.
But you'd be stuck there.
Happens.
I mean, well, the zombies...
You gotta have a boat.
Yeah.
But they don't go in water.
No. I've never seen them in
this
water.
This is what I think about
have
all day.
Have they ever been near water?
When I'm unemployed, I sit around and think about stuff like this.
I'm just going to keep driving around.
You're going to run out of gas.
I'll just stop and get gas. No one will even be there.
And if Last Man on Earth has taught us anything, ooh, gas goes bad.
That's right, it does.
Should we listen to Still, the... Let's listen to the call this guy got from a telemarketer to wrap up the email. This
what's the background?
He just gets a call from a telemarketer, and he says he wants to be on the... The no-call list to the guy,
mm-hmm.
and it takes kind of a strange turn. I think the
hello, this is telemarketer's a little full of shit. Services. We're calling in reference to your current credit card account. There's no problem currently with your account. It's urgent, however, that you contact us immediately concerning your eligibility for lowering your interest rate. Press 1 now. Your eligibility expires today. Consider this your final. Please hold while your call is being transferred to the next available agent.
He could have added this part out.
Card member services hopped in today.
What?
Doing all right. Hey, I've been trying to get on your do not call list, and something's not working on your guy's system.
All right. The fee would be $499. How would you like to make the payment for that?
$499.
For what?
For the removal of your number. You want to unsubscribe, right?
I'm not subscribed. You guys have added me somehow.
I don't know, but you would have to unsubscribe now.
So how much is it to unsubscribe?
How would you like to make the payment? Visa or the Master?
I could do Visa, but how much is the total?
$499.
It's $499 to unsubscribe from your call list?
Yeah. That's a one-time and lifetime fee.
Oh, okay, good. Last
where
time.
Are you guys located out of? Where's your headquarters?
All righty. Now you're willing to purchase information as well. That would be $899.
Really? Mm-hmm. I need to inform you that this call is being recorded and tracked at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously, we need to. You do understand that we need to make a living as well, right? I mean, we don't eat stones.
Who is this fuck?
Oh, this is going to be great. I got a bunch of you all listening to your call. You guys are ridiculous.
Really? Are you guys laughing your ass off?
Yes, we are.
Where does he work? What kind of business is this?
It's supposed to be a call about interest rates on his credit card.
Yeah, absolutely.
You wish.
Vish?
Vish.
Vish?
Can you tell me where your guy's headquarters is located?
Yes. You need to guess that. Big Titties are the home of Big Titties and Camel Toe.
What? Oh, Big Titties and Camel Toe.
Cool.
What a headquarters.
Vegas?
All right, I got it. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you molesting yourself now?
Molesting yourself.
Who is this
nice
freak,
term,
man?
You dork. You're molesting yourself right now.
I hear you.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
At least the guy was nice to me.
Tom, I meant the caller. You like that guy?
The caller kept us cool.
Bye-bye.
I give him credit.
Well, he was criticizing the caller, I don't think. Hey, Charlie Sheen's place is for sale. Anybody got $9
million? No.
We almost got our $7
million. That's our goal.
Yeah, no, we're shooting for $7 million.
Close to our goal.
For a couple more.
This, so far from our goal.
This is the place, though, with all those great memories where all that great three ways have gone down. Yeah. And
take a blacklight to that place.
Think of all the parties, you know, with Brie Olson and that other
Natalie
whore.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the place that has the quote-unquote secret crack den, remember? Lenny was talking about.
What was the secret.
What did he call his girl? His girls? His goddesses?
Goddesses, yeah.
Goddesses.
What, do you think Charlie's really broke?
Oh. No, I don't think he's broke. I think
not what he used to be.
I think he realizes I don't need to live in a $9 million mansion, maybe.
I just wonder how much he got extorted for over this AIDS thing. I mean, are we talking millions and millions?
It has to be.
You
really believe it's that much?
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, he sounded, you know, when we talked to him, he sounded like it was a lot of money.
Yeah, sounded like a lot of millions.
Like people would just call him and say, hey, I know, and, you know, write me a check or what? Yeah.
And then next time, could I have $200,000?
I'm just amazed that anybody would put up with it that long.
Well, and then he said that they would tell other women, and other women would call and extort him.
Oh, Christ.
I know.
What a nightmare.
He's not that stupid, is he?
Well, I think he didn't know.
I think he was afraid for the world to know. I think he just figured he'd be blacklisted from everything. Movies, sex, I don't know. It's not like it used to be, but it's certainly not good for a guy like him. Anthony Michael Hall got busted for assault. Did you guys happen to see Anthony Michael Hall in the news?
I didn't see him. I saw the story, though. How bad does he look?
He's like, well, he doesn't look bad at all. He apparently beat the shit out of this guy. But the weird thing about it is they show a clip of him in 16 Candles, you know, dancing. He's just this little guy.
Yeah.
He's like massive buff now.
Oh, yeah. He's
this
big,
guy is, it's like he's roided out for 20 years. He's huge.
He was pretty big on, what was it, NYPD Blue he was on for a while?
Oh, that's right.
I think he was pretty ripped then.
Yeah, he's been that way for a while, but apparently he's a big time power lifter now. I just can't picture that.
He's come
it's
a long
so
way
weird.
From Rusty.
Yeah. And then Corey Feldman got married in Vegas. We knew that was
great, whatever.
How many marriages is he?
There's some stupid pictures of it.
At least two that we know of.
Yeah. He looks ridiculous. He's still got could somebody
does he have a big goofy smile on? Is he wearing that cool hoodie that he had on?
No, he's not. He's in a suit, but he's got the ponytail going.
It's the first dance at the wedding, the mimic bird miming thing that he did, where he air played the piano. That was their first dance. Did the Feld Angels play the wedding?
It did not take place at the Feld Mansion, by the way.
The only way Corey Feldman can get a gig is by getting married himself to hire his own band. So they have a place to play.
Isn't he the ugliest guy you've ever seen? He is really ugly, man.
He's
just
weird
ugly.
Looking,
I can't believe one of these hot chicks would actually marry this. Well, she's not that hot.
He's made it out. He's made it in Hollywood, man. It can't be that bad.
Well, as a teenager.
Crystal, it's Corey. I'm wanting to believe that this is a joke. You got to be joking, right? This isn't real. Like, no human being on this earth would be selfish enough and egotistical enough and fucked up in the head enough to fuck friends over like this at the last minute. Like, you know that I spent real money, and you know that I'm struggling, and you know
real
how
money.
Hard it has been to get to this point. And, like, no person would do this to another group of people that they call friends unless you're, like, a soulless,
no.
careless, like, inhumane fucking piece of shit.
Mark,
so I really hope, for all fucking practical purposes, that this is a fucking elaborate joke and that you're going to call and say that this was all a joke or you were just playing or something. Because if I don't fucking hear from you, girl, your name is fucking Mud. Let me tell you, don't even bother coming back to L.A. because you'll never get another gig in that fucking town. Ever.
So powerful.
Like, I will fucking make sure everybody knows what a piece of shit you are. Kitty, cool
piece. What a piece of shit you are. I love that.
What happened to him there? What did I miss?
Well, I went to the Today Show to do the most hideous performance any musical operation has ever performed on the Today Show.
Yeah.
And got pretty much laughed off the stage on social media. And anyway, he had these chicks playing with him, the Feld Angels or whatever, and one of the angels didn't show up. So that was him calling her going, basically saying that he's going to make sure that she never works again in L.A. for not showing up to the gig.
His act failed because she no-showed?
No. I think right before they played is when he called.
Got it.
You know the twins that drove off the cliff in Maui or whatever?
Yeah.
Some guy who was...
Her ex, right?
Yeah, one of the exes has come out to say that these chicks were just nuts. They fought all the time, and he's certain this was... Yeah, this was... The one was up to no good that was driving, who's alive, I guess, right?
Yeah, they were fighting in a car. The thing I don't understand is, how do you try to kill somebody by driving off a mountain?
Well, yeah, because you're going to die too, right?
Yeah, so I guess murder-suicide?
I suppose. I mean, she certainly had no idea she would live.
That's could have called it an accident.
That's what I mean. Although I guess there's evidence that she sped up before she drove off.
Well, yeah.
She could have. Ever been in a car when an argument's going on and you just want to drive off a cliff?
No. Yeah, I have. No. Definitely.
I think most people have. This person just acted out on it. Like if I could just drive the goddamn car off a cliff right now,
it would be so much better than this.
I'm so afraid of heights that would never come into my mind.
Oh, Tom.
Sorry.
The one that's alive, though, she's actually in the system, though. She's been arrested. I didn't realize she'd been arrested.
Well, she was arrested, and then the judge said there's just no evidence for this case to go forward. So she's like, all right, see ya. Going back to New York, went back to New York. And then a grand jury indicted her, which, you know, grand juries indict on a little evidence, which is fine.
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Well, second-degree murder, I mean, November, well, yeah, actually, okay, November 11th. So I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what the status of this is, but this guy is... I guess talk to People Magazine. So apparently People Magazine's got a big story about this ex who just said these two were crazy. Just, you know, one second they're laughing and happy. The next second they're pulling hair and punching and they were just absolutely
sisters.
Nuts.
Sisters.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, Packers early lead over the Eagles 7-0 right now on Monday Night Football at the Wet.
It is raining there.
Yeah, it's not the vet anymore.
And if the Eagles win again tomorrow, you'll be going, God, and I know because Maz told me a partial score. The Packers actually led in that game at one point. So
they did. Devontae Adams got
a lot
the
of blanks for
from,
people.
From, what? Devontae Adams scored.
Yeah, no, okay, great.
Pass from Rodgers.
Great. Now, as far as the Michigan-Ohio State thing, there's no new news today. I thought Harbaugh had a press conference today. But, he got fined $10,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. The university got fined.
What does that mean?
Well, they fined the university, which is interesting because I thought they would usually fine the individual.
And the Big Ten's came out and
I
said
thought they did
were...
fine. Since when do they fine the university?
I don't know. The press release said the university has been fined.
Because he's an employee of theirs. Am I correct?
Yeah, but usually, isn't it the coach that gets fined?
Absolutely. I thought it was.
No, they matter. They just thought it was
the Big Ten came out and said they were disappointed in the way he acted, but they're not mad at him.
Are they disappointed in their officiating crew?
What they said, we're disappointed, but we're not mad?
Not mad. We're disappointed.
Okay. Well, they never want to
think what he did.
They never want to. I thought he should have talked about the game.
Well, what do you think? What happened during the
officiating?
Do you think he should have? You know,
I thought he lost his cool during the game, and I thought actually it was a big turning point when he got the penalty, which I think was a bullshit call.
Why is nobody talking about what a ridiculous call that was?
Which him? Oh, the call on him. I don't know. That's that call.
Tom, this is the question I raised yesterday. Have you ever seen a penalty on the bench without a warning first?
No.
I'm not sure.
Maybe he was warned.
I've rarely seen a penalty on the bench at all. I mean, to get a penalty on the bench, you have to go virtually apeshit.
Yeah, but there's usually a warning before if it's...
I think there might have been, Mark, on the bench.
I don't remember them ever announcing, you know, bench warning or anything like that.
Nonetheless, he did... You know what? Everything he does, to me, it's calculated.
Oh, yeah.
So he had a reason for doing that.
I thought by what happened when he got that penalty, the crowd went apeshit. I mean, it seemed like it was a turning point in the game. They scored in two plays. They were on the 4-yard line instead of the 13. Oh, they got the 5-yard penalty for the defense. Right. But it was a nice turning point in the game for Ohio State because they scored right then, and the crowd went nuts when he got the penalty. But I thought the penalty was still a crazy call. That was one of the craziest calls in the game, in my opinion.
It was.
You know, it's weird. Ohio State hasn't had a holding call called on them in Ohio Stadium in something like 3 years.
Come on.
I swear to God. Michigan has not got a holding call in the offense since the Illinois game this year.
I know, but you're telling me years?
Years in Columbus. No holding penalty.
Don't think that Harbaugh doesn't know that. Harbaugh knows that.
A big effect of that, I got to see exactly what the day was. The big effect of that is they're usually the better team. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to hold. Yeah.
Well, you know, the whole thing was disappointing to me because I like Jim Harbaugh, and I wish he had talked about Ohio State playing a good game, and I wish he had spent more time in the game instead of...
He did a little bit, but you know those comments are the ones that are going to get run. I mean, they asked him about the two-point conversion, like, because I firmly believe they should have gone for two.
I thought they should have went as well.
Of course.
But I mean, I loved when D'Antonio went for it a couple of weeks ago. I loved it.
I think his answer in the post-game presser was, thought about it, decided to kick it. Which was his answer.
Yep. They played good enough to win. Ohio State did as well. And you know what? They got a couple of great defensive plays. Spate wasn't himself, but he was gutty. He played in that game. They needed him. And he gave away 14 points, man, on two plays and a fumble on a two-yard line. I mean,
usually if you do that, you're not even in the game.
Right, and they could have won that game. And you know what? To me, they're still the fourth best team in the country.
You know, I got it. It's so funny how the conference championship means virtually nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing.
This year.
Well, this year, but...
It's two teams that have losses to both these teams.
Yeah.
And they're playing in the final.
Wisconsin, by the way, I didn't realize this. Wisconsin's been in the Big Ten championship game four times in 6 years.
What have I told you? Change the divisions. You got to change the divisions.
They did.
What do you mean they did?
They changed them. Michigan and Ohio State are in the same division now. Now it's East and West.
Have Michigan and Ohio State always been in the same division?
No. Not when they first made the divisions. Remember, there was leaders and legends. They were in separate divisions.
Was that before they ever played a game, though?
To me, they should be in separate.
Before they ever played?
They should be in separate divisions.
They were in separate divisions.
They should be in separate divisions.
Remember Ohio State and Michigan State played in a Big Ten championship?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They should be in separate divisions.
Why?
Because they're going to be top three.
I can't guarantee
that. Top four.
You can't guarantee
Michigan
that.
State and Michigan belong in the same division.
Tom, we've had this argument before.
Ohio State, Wisconsin.
Last year, there were the same number of 10-win teams in each division. So how do you choose who goes where?
I just did. Ohio, you got to put one badass in the other division.
You do, Wisconsin.
They're not the badass. They're very good and they're solid.
Says you.
Yeah. Yeah. Says history. They're not a badass. Drew, are they a badass?
Wisconsin?
Yeah. Okay, Nebraska then, if you want to base it on history.
No,
Nebraska.
They're good. No, Nebraska hasn't been anything since the Big Ten. They were a Big 12 badass.
But do you see the point that you're just basing it on a name as opposed to
I'm basing
any other
it
country.
On history.
Then what's wrong with Nebraska?
Nebraska was nothing when they come
oh,
to
Oh, that's
the
right.
Big
history
Ten.
Starts with Tom. I forgot.
Okay. Whatever. One of the badasses belongs in the other division. You split Michigan and
Tom,
Ohio
they
State
did up. That, and it was a disaster when they did it that
it's
way.
It's not a disaster if you make the schedule proper.
Okay.
Rutgers and Maryland should be split
I
got to
tell you something. I don't know what the answer is because since they have made...
Keep it the way it is.
Since they have so many fucking teams in every conference now, you don't play every team every year. Right. I just think it sucks that Vatek doesn't play Clemson anymore. They don't play Florida State anymore. Those were great games. I looked forward to seeing them play Clemson and Florida State, and now they never fucking play them.
Yeah, but when's the Big Ten? You're right. It is unbalanced now more than it used to be, but they didn't always play every team either.
Once they had 12 teams.
They had a nine-game schedule in the early 80s, but after that, they didn't play everybody in the conference.
Well, once they had a Penn State, they had too many teams, right?
Yeah, that.
No, but even when they had 10, they went away from a nine-game schedule.
Would they miss one team a year,
that's
though?
What I'm saying. Yeah, so now you miss three or four, I think.
That's a lot.
I don't know. It just seems like a lot of the great, what seem like rivalries are no longer rivalries. If you're not in the same division, you don't play the team every year.
What game are you missing? Minnesota and Michigan? I mean, which they do play next year.
Brown Jug.
What game do we miss? Michigan and Northwestern? Big deal.
Well, it's just that if you don't play every year, it's not the same.
Carson Wentz
just not. Scored. And sometimes somebody comes through and has a big year, and you don't play him that year. Or like, remember when Wisconsin won the Big Ten? They didn't play Michigan or Ohio State? Right. That was ridiculous.
And that's kind of an issue now with the way the playoff rankings are.
My only gripe with this whole thing at the moment is I'm hearing all these scenarios, and it seems to me if of course, if you're a Michigan fan, you're rooting for Colorado.
Yeah.
You're rooting for Virginia Tech, which is great.
And I think Penn State.
And Wisconsin.
I think Penn State.
Wisconsin.
No, Wisconsin.
Why?
Because you've beat both of them, right?
Yeah.
Wisconsin has no wins over, or has very few wins over really good teams.
But they're ranked higher.
Penn State still has the best win of the year right now.
Ohio.
Wait, Wisconsin. Who has Wisconsin beat LSU in the preseason, right? I mean, before the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And who'd they beat in the Big Ten?
Let's see. They beat Minnesota. They beat Nebraska, who's ranked. Everybody on that side, their two crossover games, though, they lost, Michigan and Ohio State. I don't remember who their other crossover was with.
Was it Purdue?
It might have been. Well, no, Purdue's in their division.
Right? Hold on. Penn State, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State are all in the same division.
Rutgers, Maryland, and Indiana.
Who are the biggest four teams on the other side? Wisconsin,
Iowa,
Nebraska, Iowa.
That's it.
Northwestern or
That's
Minnesota.
That's what I'm telling you, Drew. It's a weakling
division.
Seems
really it fucked
is.
Up to
now
me.
It is.
It's a crap division. It always is a crap division.
Well, it's kind of like the Coastal in the ACC.
Okay, what do you
which
want to
now that Vatek hasn't
told
been
you.
That good.
Ohio State's in one. Michigan's in the other.
But Michigan had been garbage for 10 years.
That was a blip on the radar. It was. It's a blip
okay,
on the
well,
radar.
Then when they were bad, State was good, so that's a blip
okay,
on the radar.
So State belongs in with Michigan. That picks up the pieces for Michigan. They're a Big Four team. They are.
I tell you what, the problem
You're
is...
basing it on what's happening
there's
right
never,
now.
There's never a perfect solution because these teams, they change. They're good for 5 years. No, they're not so good
Ohio
for 5 years.
Ohio State's always good.
That's Ohio State is always good.
Michigan is always good except for the last 8 of 10 years. Now they're going to continue.
That's why they do it based on, that's why they split it based on geography.
Forget geography. Just play the damn schedule. I don't need geography.
So
I need,
you
want to
play
I
every
need parity.
Team? But you can't play every team.
Let me just, parity. Let me just finish one thing. I just want to say this. I understand why Michigan is for these teams to win the games, obviously. But what's not fair is if you have qualified for your conference championship and you lose that game, to lose your position because you lost because you won your side of the conference is bullshit.
Well, do you have more?
If a team is sitting at home, they can't get hurt.
First off, you don't think you're going to lose.
That's Notre Dame. That's the thing for Notre Dame, I always tell you.
Right, they're independent.
Why should they get away with it?
Why
should they get away with it?
Well, I think that weighs into the committee. But you don't think you're going to lose.
I don't think you are, but if you do, you can get hurt by that
for
being in the championship when the teams that aren't playing aren't in the championship.
Okay,
that's wrong.
Look at Colorado, for instance. They have everything to gain, so thank God they have it. The conferences that haven't had the conference championships are the ones that have gotten screwed, and that's the Big 12.
Right. And independence, perhaps.
I just don't think a team that is in the championship should not suffer for being in a championship game to a team that didn't make the championship.
What team has suffered from being in the championship game? When does that happen? It hasn't happened yet.
It could happen to Clemson. It could happen to Washington.
We don't know how they're going to deal with that.
Well, we don't know, but it's being suggested that they could lose their position by losing the championship game. I just don't think that's right.
Well,
not to a team that isn't in the championship game.
If you're weighing teams with two losses, so that is one of the criteria.
But if a loss is in a championship game, you played an extra game against a great team and you lost because as a reward for winning your conference in the season.
But the way they look at it, they look at teams and how if they're equal. If they see these two loss teams, so they're going to look at who's has better victories.
By the way, this is my favorite commercial.
So if anything, it would help them.
The Apple commercial with the old guy jumping off the high dive. Best commercial on TV.
Yes.
Sorry.
A bit of a non sequitur there.
I know, but if you rewound it, you would agree with me.
I'm tired of this argument anyway, but
you would agree with
whatever.
Me. Now, Wisconsin could, let's just say.
Their other crossover game, by the way, is Michigan State.
Wisconsin could have had three losses, Drew, and won that division. I'm just saying. And now they're going to be the Big Ten champion if they win.
Sure.
Which won't go anywhere, though.
Which is why conference championships don't matter. What if Penn State lost their other two non-conference games and had a total of four losses going in?
Yeah.
You know,
I understand.
That's why you can't just make them automatic bids for a conference championship.
Correct.
And which some people I heard on the radio today somebody said that you have to win a conference championship in the playoffs.
I don't know what the point. What is the point of the conference championship?
Conference
I don't know what the
money.
Point is. Just to make
to
a little
make money.
That's
it. Yeah.
Of course,
they're useless. They are useless.
It means nothing.
Not useless.
Ohio State is going to play for a national championship. And they're laughing because Wisconsin and Penn State are playing in a game that means nothing
to
Ohio State.
Are they one of the best four teams in the nation?
Yes. And they have a bye now.
That's why they're in. A bye. They have a month of a bye anyway.
Well, they could have been playing this week.
Well, if anything, by your World Series logic, that's more rust to put on them.
It's football. It's not baseball. It's a completely different animal.
Okay.
Now, the Lions are 7-4. It looks like the Lions are just going to waltz to the division. I mean, it's...
We'll see.
I keep my fingers crossed. They're probably this game is a scary game to me, New Orleans.
The next three are.
New Orleans to me, the other ones don't bother me half as much as this one.
Really?
Yes. because New Orleans, that offense. Well, who the hell's going to stop them?
I mean, the three road games. What about the Giants? That doesn't scare you?
No, I think they could beat the Giants.
Dallas?
Dallas will probably
win. That's a good game.
Dallas will probably win. Dallas is really superb.
They're going to go 1-3 in the next four.
I still can't get over how they're winning games. I mean, 16-13. Look at the points they've scored in like the last 4 or 5 weeks. They've been averaging like 18 points a game. And
every game is 7 points or less. Win, loss.
And they're losing in the fourth quarter, of course.
Yeah, every they've won every one.
But they're just, you know, considering what a great year Stafford's having, and he's having a great year. And I was looking at his numbers. It's like, I don't know, 18 touchdowns and 5 picks or something. And then I looked at the opponents of the Lions, 20 touchdowns and 4 picks.
Yeah.
The Lions' opponents actually have a better quarterback rating than Stafford, somehow.
Remember, early, we went back and looked at it. Most quarterbacks outplayed them.
Yeah. No, that's true. But if you put him up against the league, he's having a great year. If you put him up against the other quarterbacks.
Having a terrific year.
Yeah.
You know what? He's got it this year. He looks terrific. And we said it was going to be big. Second year under Cooter.
Well, he's been clutch. There's no way around it. No ifs, ands, or buts. This is the Stafford that did not exist in 2013 when he would do the wrong thing in the fourth quarter. They'd be leading and he'd throw a pick or he'd fumble the ball or whatever.
Did you ever get your thank you, by the way?
No, he did not thank us.
That's the last game. Doesn't that drive me nuts, though? The first drive and the last drive, that's it? That's all we
get out
of
it does drive me nuts. I don't understand it. How can their offense just go to sleep for two quarters a game?
I mean, the first drive is usually scripted. It's stuff they practice, so you should be able to be really good.
And the non-running game kills them.
And then he just
it kills them.
But they ran in that first drive.
Yeah, like the rest of the game, they don't.
So he takes no blame for that? He takes no blame for the offense
for the running game?
For the offense going to sleep?
The
blocking was terrible.
I don't know if it's I don't know what to blame it on, to be honest. It's just so odd, the number of three and outs. When they go on a bad stretch, they just go completely. It's three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out. It's like, what? You can't get one fucking first down? I mean, not even a mini drive, something, a field goal. It's happened in so many games. It seems like you can almost predict it now, especially if they score the first time they get the ball. It's like, well, that's the last score you're going to see for a long time.
It looks like they're going to roll them. And then they just hit a brick wall.
I think they play down to people and they play up to people.
You think they're a playoff team?
Oh, yes.
I kind of do. I don't think they're that great, but I...
Right now, they're the 3 seed.
Seems like they're going to...
They are a playoff team because they've beaten Minnesota twice.
Right.
Basically, if the game's close...
They'll have the tiebreaker. They could win the division going 8-8.
Do you not feel this way, that if the game is close in the fourth quarter, they will win the game?
It is becoming that way.
Yeah. I feel that way. I do. I feel like if there's 4 minutes left and they need to score, Stafford will put a score up. The other team rolls back down the field and leaves in 40 seconds. He'll go down and get a
field
goal.
You know what? They lost to the Titans. All of a sudden, that loss isn't so bad. The Titans are a pretty good team.
Everybody in the NFL, though, is 1 or 2 games over 500 with exception of Dallas,
winless
New England,
team,
and then Cleveland and San Francisco. Right. I mean, that's the problem with the league.
And the Jags.
Maz, what did you think of Aretha's national anthem?
I thought it was horrible.
What?
I thought it was the worst thing I ever heard. I couldn't understand a word she said, first of all. I couldn't understand
it. It was
a freaking word. And I'm not a fan of hers. I'm sorry.
I'm not a fan. There was a part where I thought the words were out of order, and I realized that she was singing so wacky, I was out of order.
I thought at one time she was singing the Canadian national anthem. I didn't know what the hell she was singing.
She was just adding words.
The only thing, I thought she looked good, for her.
What?
I thought she looked good for her.
You like the missing tooth?
Well, she had the nice fur coat on. I liked her lion hat.
What about her teeth?
I mean, her Drew and Mark hat. Drew and Mike hat.
What about her teeth?
I didn't even notice her.
She had a missing tooth.
It was so bad.
A major tooth.
I couldn't even. I hardly watched it. I was distressed. I was embarrassed.
Wouldn't
honestly.
You think she would have a more appropriate hat than a lion's hat with that fur coat?
I love that.
You know what that is? She got there. It's too cold.
Yeah. No, I like that.
She sent someone to go get her a hat.
Yeah, you bill me for that later. I'll pay you later for that.
Did you see the space heater?
No, I didn't see that. I knew you told me there was one. Can you
see? See, this was pretty good, the beginning, and then she goes off.
Beginning's taking forever.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a long time.
No, this is still okay. Now she goes off the rails.
She's well off the rails.
What?
Is that guy's organ turned way down? You barely hear the organ. Those guys saluting had to be exhausted by the end of the song.
I was thinking of that. I'm like, these poor bastards.
Eeming. Eeming. Yeah, 64 is getting off.
Swanee.
There were some players who got off on this.
I like the guy that was holding his helmet, like old school football player.
Oh, God.
There's something called reading the room. She just did not read the room. This is not
in the room. What are you talking about?
Listen to this.
You don't do a 5-minute anthem.
I have no idea what verse she's on.
She's on verse.
You don't even know if she's got the right words.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's verse.
Yeah, she could have sung anything there, and I would have not have known where she was in the song.
You have to listen to it. This sounds like the beginning again.
It's not even words. It's just noise. Huh? What?
Did she just wing this?
Yes. It sounds like it when you listen to the piano, doesn't it?
Yeah.
She's just doing random chords.
It could be any song. The guy's holding the flag. Those guys are exhausted.
That guy almost nodded out.
Why are there players holding the flag, too?
That's a newest NFL thing. It's like a family. We are family.
It was not there. Still there.
Still there.
There's the missing tooth.
I see it now. What? What?
Why is she repeating everything?
What is it?
I don't know. It's bizarre. You won't show her anthem. You sing yourself.
Jim Nance liked it.
Oh, God, he likes everything.
Well, people thought they had to say they liked it.
I know. Not me.
Thank you, Hootie.
I said, what was that?
Nance is drunk on the calling, Tom. Don't worry.
Phil?
Those are their holes in the flag that they're holding on the field? Giant holes?
Yeah.
That's so the wind can go through.
Yeah.
She's adding words. It is the land of the free?
Thank God she didn't sing every verse of the song.
Oh, my God.
The real anthem. The whole poem.
Listen to this.
Yeah, the home of. Whoa.
You think she's done now, right? Nope. Who's saying that?
Oh my.
35 dug it. Our DBs were digging
it. Miles Killebrew dug it. Listen to Jim.
Yikes.
Oh my God. It took up the whole memory of the
game. Was Jim Nance doing the game?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Something that, you know, Miss Aretha, Miss Franklin.
Thank you,
Aretha.
Thank you, Aretha.
Thank you, Aretha.
And, Queen of Soul.
What were some of his drops?
Thank you, Aretha.
As we make our way through Butler Cabin.
Memory book or something by the memory book.
Oh, that's right. As we go down the memory book. Yeah, it was about, was it Tiger Woods' memory book? I can't even remember. Yeah, the Masters memory book, that's what it was.
Don't you love when Hootie's talking and he's like, and we're here with Jim Nance, and when he says Jim Nance, he goes, thank you, Hootie. In the lowest possible voice, thank you, Hootie.
Here they come now.
I believe they're coming.
I believe they're coming in now.
They're coming in now. But they're there the whole time. He fucking knows they're there.
Stupid Butler's Cabin. I hate that damn thing.
Why?
It burns down.
The pageantry, Tom.
She despises.
What about the pageantry?
The most over-the-top. The
green jacket.
Most ridiculous sporting event in the history of sports, the Masters.
To win the green jacket is the ultimate honor in sports.
Let's have some pimento and cheese sandwiches. Nobody is allowed to bring their phone onto the course.
What do you think they serve in Butler Cabin? What kind of food? I bet you cannot get a cheeseburger there. I guarantee.
No, it's just pimento and cheese sandwiches. That's all we eat in Butler Cabin.
That would be very tasteless to have a cheeseburger at Butler
Cabin.
Fried
chicken dish because it's in Georgia, right? So it's got to be like.
Only Fuzzy Zeller is making the menu.
Has anyone seen the? Does this Bobbitt thing air sometime soon, Mark?
It already aired. It aired last Saturday, but I recorded it on your TV.
Okay.
So hopefully we can watch it soon.
There's a picture of John on here looking really intense. His head is shaved.
He's always intense, man.
Is he getting more intense? Because last time we talked to him, he sounded like the same old Bobbitt to me.
He's a little wacky. You know, he likes to tell some off-color jokes.
In an interview with Scandal, Made Me Famous, Lorena Bobbitt on Reels, Bobbitt admitted, I didn't know she cut it off. She did it so fast and ran so fast, I thought maybe I saw a little bit of her in my peripheral running out the bedroom door. Except, you know, he fumbled his way through that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's John with, look at John with some chicks there.
Hey, all right. You know what he says in this interview is that she cut it off, like
that
you just
side
said.
Boob.
Did How you know that it was cut off at the base?
I knew it was near the base.
For some reason, it's probably because of the infamous snow, what did Clark always call it? The snow cone effect. Yes. They reattached it. For some reason,
when they shot the fat in.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That was a snow cone effect.
Because of that, I just assumed it was like cut in the middle, not at the base.
No, there was a big knuckle in it for a long time. Remember that knuckle effect?
No, all I remember is him wanting to show it a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Trudy saw it. She showed it to Trudy. We made him. Actually, we made her look at it.
When did she see it?
And when he was in the studio.
97, I think, yeah.
I applied pressure. I got up to try to put my pants on and try to get to the hospital as fast as I could.
John.
He is so lucky they found that thing. She chucked it out the car window on some grass. How fucking lucky. Wow. I mean, honestly, it would have been the best thing. Can you imagine how... What a break that would have been for humanity if they'd never found that thing. And John had been forced to, like, face life without his penis.
I don't want to see your wiener!
Because he spent the next 25 years basically trying to force that thing on anyone who had a space for it.
What's really amazing, too, is, you know, the cops had this big search party for it. Can you imagine if you're one of the troopers, it's like, hey, we got to go find this dick. It's over here on the side of the road. Could you imagine really looking that hard?
No animal ate it. I'm shocked.
Although, I guess if you're like, oh, man, another guy lost his dick, I've got to help him find it. There's kind of the manhood aspect.
Yeah, the man.
Right?
The man
brotherly love.
Would definitely kick in, for sure.
Are you more than seven inches?
In other words, if this was my dick, I hope somebody would be looking really hard.
Hell yeah. What's that movie where the guy's dick gets cut off? They're in a car, and he's peeing out the window, and I think the car door shuts on it or something.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Humanity.
Is that some porno you watched?
No, it's a real movie.
I don't know.
Is it a true story?
It's based on a true story.
It's a true story.
It's based on
Bobby. By the way, Packers 14-7 over the Eagles in the second quarter.
And if the Eagles win, imagine what a valuable partial score that'll be to people listening to the podcast.
Two Devontae Adams touchdowns. If you own any other receiver on the Packers, you're wasting your time.
What about Nelson?
He hardly gets anything now that this Devontae Adams is this new Rodgers butt buddy.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Randall Cobb doesn't get anything.
Oh, 11-14. That's it.
Never.
How'd you know that,
it.
Jay?
Looked it up.
You Googled guy gets penis cut off?
Name this movie. The kid gets his penis cut off while peeing out a van.
Oh.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
What movie is this?
11-14.
Never heard of it.
Like, as in 11:14 p.m.?
That's when his penis gets knocked off?
Well, a lot of stuff happens at that time. It's not a bad movie, actually.
Who's in it?
Patrick Swayze.
Oh,
my. How old
Swayze's
is
in it. That's true.
How old is this kid?
Rachel Lee Cook, whoever that is.
Hillary Swank.
Oh, I love
Matt Damon's in it?
Hillary Skank's in it,
She looks just like Matt Damon.
She doesn't.
I cannot deny that.
There's a resemblance.
She has a phenomenal body.
They look exactly the same. I think I could show you multiple pictures, and you would not be able to pick out which one's Matt Damon and which one's Hillary Swank. What was the other test we were going to do? Oh, Tommy needs to have his ice taste test.
Oh, that's right. You name it.
Right. I didn't know you were going to be here today. Next time you come, let me know, and I'll make sure. I'll buy a bag of ice so you can have your taste test.
Okay. It won't even be a contest, Mark.
I'm going to crush it up so you can't tell by, you know,
you
shape
can't crush
and size.
It completely. You got to leave it in some type of chunks.
And repeating, Tom Mazzaway alleges that store-bought ice tastes so much better than ice made in your freezer.
Right now, I'm trying to
tell the difference.
I'm trying to take a sip out of my. I brought a cup with me, so I got some ice in it from your refrigerator today. So it's melted, so you can have some. You know, you drink. It's terrible tasting. Horrible. Just horrid.
Who tastes?
You're not
ice?
Eating the ice there.
The ice is horrible.
But you're drinking melted ice.
Yes. Yes.
I'm talking. You said ice.
I could tell the difference. Doesn't matter if it's whole. Doesn't matter if it's crushed down.
You think you can tell the difference between Hillary Swank and Matt Damon?
Yes,
too?
I can. Not a question there.
No way.
All right.
No way.
Did you guys think? I know Matt.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a bunch of pictures that are just Hillary Swank because you're going to guess Matt Damon on some of them.
What are you going to do? A story that I'm not having no interest in? Is that what you're
going to
say?
No. Matt, you mentioned the Florence Henderson death.
Oh, I still can't believe it.
It's a great death triangle.
She was 82. What's so unbelievable?
She was
about?
A youthful 82.
She was.
She was just on Dancing with the Stars a week ago.
I was just going to say it.
That's right.
Tom's like, I just saw her.
But
she looked great. I just saw her.
But she's 82. I mean, anyone 82 it can happen.
Anyone over 70.
You don't want it to happen.
She shouldn't have died.
Well, anyway,
why?
I don't know
she
why.
Had at least another 10, 12 years in her.
There were a ton of letters to USA Today about it. And I was like,
oh, really?
Really? That many people wrote about Florence Henderson dying? I mean, she did one television show. Like
Me TV ran about a 6 straight Brady Bunch this morning. I watched a couple.
What were the plots?
The one was when Bobby protects Cindy from the bully, Buddy Hinton.
Mm.
You know, baby talk. It's a wonder you can walk. Remember that one?
Don't recall that.
And Pete gets a black eye, and then his dad goes over to talk to Buddy Hinton's father.
Ooh.
And Buddy Hinton's father is just as big of a jackass.
Of course.
And then, of course, Bobby learns how to fight and then knocks Buddy Hinton's tooth out.
Yeah.
And then Buddy Hinton starts to lift at the end of the story.
What was the other plot?
There was another one with Johnny Bravo?
Oh, God.
Johnny Bravo, one of the older ones with Greg Brady.
I can't
Brady.
Stand the fact that Greg Brady or Barry Williams actually toured based on that stupid episode.
Yep.
Yeah, now you can see Johnny Bravo do a full tour.
Isn't that something?
And he sucks. Wait, a secret battle with. Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay.
Who, Robert Reed?
Where are they now? The Brady Bunch. Well, I'll get into that in a second. But first, these important letters. I thought these were inspiring about Florence Henderson. I can't believe Florence Henderson is gone. It was a day to be thankful, and it ended with such sad news. Henderson, you will never be forgotten.
Henderson. Hey, Henderson. Henderson.
How about Florence? Henderson.
Henderson.
Only your gym teacher called her Henderson.
Henderson.
Give me 20, Henderson.
Alice, too, I think, called her Henderson.
Very sad to hear the news.
She was Michigan Ambie Davis.
Did she? Yeah.
Wait a second. Somebody else called her
Sam
Henderson.
Sam the Butcher.
This is impossible. Do you think they edit these letters?
State.
Very sad to hear this news. Just saw Henderson on Dancing with the Stars supporting Maureen McCormick. The Brady Bunch was always my favorite show growing up. A sad day for all.
I just saw her the other day. She looked great.
She Nancy did.
Wheeler.
She did look great.
We'll say that all the time.
She didn't look that fucking good. I saw her. She looked like she's...
She danced last year.
But you didn't really see her.
A youthful looking 82-year-old.
She was just very cool.
An iconic mom to all. I watched the Brady Bunch faithfully when I was younger. Loved her and the show. Henderson will be missed by all of us who watched. I swear to God, all of them call her Henderson.
What?
Hannah Sherry. They're not really calling her Henderson. Are they taking
the
Florence out to save space?
The paper must be.
Why won't they call her Florence, though?
Or Floho.
Jesus. So sad. Henderson was a creative lady.
Henderson.
The fuck?
Hendo.
Creative lady.
I loved her as Mrs. Brady, where she was a wonderful, kind, caring, wise mom. Henderson was a sweet, down-to-earth,
it's a
funny
character.
Lady. You left your mark on the world, Florence. Sherry Rush. Wait, did she call her Florence at the end?
There you go. So they didn't change it.
All these people are calling her Henderson?
By the way, Barbara Billingsley made it to 94 years old. Beaver's mom, June Cleaver.
Did you just look that up?
I did, because I thought she was still alive. I was going to say, Barbara Billingsley's still alive. Why can't Flo be alive?
How long ago did she die?
She died in 2010.
Was Florence Henderson that great a fucking mom on the Brady Bunch? No, what did she do? It was so great.
It's a character.
She wasn't a great mom. You're
it was
right.
A character, and she just did what moms do.
Honestly, it should be Carol Brady died, because that's all anybody knows about her. They don't know about all the other crap that they did on
She's no June Cleaver.
Broadway stuff.
That's a fact.
Pretty
June
much.
Cleaver is the best mom. And Mrs. Cunningham, of course.
Wait, okay. I used to get these two chicks mixed up. Florence Henderson and... who's the Boston Space Mom? June Lockhart.
Yes.
Now I used to hear this. I don't know where I heard this. I think it was June Lockhart, but it might have been Florence Henderson, was a major like kinky sex whore.
I think it was Florence Henderson. And they said that she used to do it with Barry Williams.
Yeah.
That was the rumor back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Well, she admitted going on a date with him, which was really stupid because she was like 35 and he was like 16 at the time.
No,
he's old. He was older than that.
19 maybe. Yeah. That's just weird.
Shirley Jones, hot mom.
Shirley Jones was hot, man.
Bet she was.
I loved her.
You bet.
She would look gorgeous now, like that.
Barbara Eden. The haircut. She wasn't a mom, but
Barbara Eden was a knockout, man.
Elizabeth Montgomery. Yeah,
some people go for Elizabeth Montgomery, but I would say I'd go with Barbara Eden.
Oh, you couldn't.
The
go
genie
along
days.
With that.
The she's had a tremendous body.
Phenomenal.
Tremendous. She looked really good too. I mean. Did she just died, didn't she?
I don't think she died. No. She's alive.
Eden's alive?
Yeah.
Eden.
Jeannie's alive.
Eden.
Now, Montgomery died years ago.
Okay, here's what's going on with the Brady Bunch now. Now that we must know all things Brady Bunch because Florence Henderson died.
I'm pretty good here on Brady Bunch trivia.
We know where Bobby is, right? Because he just popped up. He's doing those countertops, right?
Yeah, that's what we heard.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Christopher Knight was married to, was he married or was he dating?
That stupid TV show on VH1.
She's a model. What the hell's her name? Not Aldrina. Nope. It's,
I cannot believe how much
Aldrina
mileage
Partridge.
They got out of that stupid show.
That's the
show.
Chick from the Hills.
Oh, okay. Then it was, what's her name?
It's another
model.
Yeah.
She's a model.
Adriana Curry. Yeah, that's right.
Boy, Christopher Knight, Bobby. I mean, Pete got around.
Mike Lookinland?
All right, go ahead.
Oh, that's Bobby.
Series man's debut amid cultural tumult in the U.S., but remained invariably cheery and avoided controversy during its 5 seasons on the ABC network. Here's a look at the cast members. Iconic. Look at that iconic. Mike Brady, Robert Reed, a trained Shakespearean actor. Yeah, he used to complain about the scripts. What an asshole. You fucking asshole. It's not Shakespeare. It's a fucking sitcom, you idiot!
I loved him in season one.
What?
He was awesome in season one.
Why?
This was a great. He was a great dad in season one. I love the early ones.
It was different about season one.
Season one, it just, it pulls on my heartstrings.
He really laid it on the line in the pilot to get the show made.
I love the pilot.
Then he skated through the rest of the series.
I want to know who on earth knows the difference between a first season one Brady Bunch episode and a season two, three, four.
First of all, the song is 10,000 times better than any of the other songs.
If I show you a 2 minute clip of season one show and a 2 minute clip of like season two,
I can tell the difference.
Okay,
Mike Brady was trying harder as an actor.
Yes, he was. He was more believable as a dad in season one than season two through five. Through five.
Yes.
We have a lot of Mez Spearmints to work out here.
I know. We have a lot of work to do. Reed appeared in movies on Broadway, several TV shows, born in Highland Park, Illinois, studied drama at Northwestern, attended London's Royal Academy. Okay,
was he born Highland Park?
And he ends up in the Brady Bunch after all this dramatic training. No wonder he's such a snob. Yeah, Highland Park, Illinois. He was nominated for 3 Emmy Awards, including one for his 1975 work on Medical Center, which he played a transsexual doctor. Passed away in 1992 at the age of 59. While his cause of death was said to be colon cancer, it later emerged it was hastened by AIDS. There are a few of us who knew that he was HIV positive. We protected his privacy, says Floho. I really honestly don't think everyone on the show knew. I never discussed with anyone except Barry Williams. The others, because she was blowing Barry Williams. The others would have protected his privacy. Reed had a daughter during a marriage which ended in 59. Fake! Susan Olsen revealed in 2015 the children knew that Robert was gay but respected his decision to keep his sexuality secret. What was he, making out with dudes on the set and stuff?
Must have been, yeah.
He never met. Supposedly he cruised gay bars big time. Like, and he had a yellow Rolls Royce or something and he'd show up at these gay bars and was like, hey, there's Robert Reed.
Weird.
He never.
You know,
Mike.
He never ever had any pretensions of coming out of the closet. I think he might have been mortified to know we knew. Marcia Brady. Marie McCormick went to a dark place after playing the oldest girl in the Brady Bunch in her memoir. She opens up about her battle with cocaine addiction, trading sex for drugs, two abortions, and debauched nights partying at the Playboy Mansion.
I was hiding the reality
of my life behind the unreal perfection of Marcia Brady. She also chronicled a romance with TV sibling Barry Williams, who played Greg, and her dalliances with singer Michael Jackson, actor Steve Martin.
She got it all with Michael Jackson?
What? No, she had, no did one, not have a no dalliance with Michael Jackson.
No way.
How about Greg Brady and her?
Well, she mentioned that. After intervention, stints in rehab, and experimental therapies, McCartney began getting sober in 85 when she married Michael Cummings. C-U-M-M,
yeah, always. Yeah.
With whom she had a daughter.
Glad they didn't change the name when they got to
Ellis Island. Is there any other way to spell it?
No.
Of course.
But when they got to Ellis Island, they could have changed it, like some people did.
Her resume, she had virtually no jobs. I mean, honestly, she did nothing.
How did that happen to her?
She was in the Idolmaker, toured as Wendy Darling and Peter Pan, and released several albums. What? She played country singer Barbara Mandrell in the TV biopic Get to the Heart, the Barbara Mandrell story. Oh, God.
Oh.
Just 3 days before her death, Henderson made an appearance at Dancing with the Stars to support McCormick, who was competing on the show. No, she went there to get publicity for herself. Jan Brady, Eve Plum, huge rack, by the way.
Yeah.
Does Eve Plum have a huge rack?
Yes, huge.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Jan hit him well.
Broke from her sweet image immediately after Brady Bunch ended by starring as a 15-year-old prostitute. Oh, is she in Skin, Eve Plum?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
In Dawn, Portrait of a Teenage Runaway in 76.
Oh, that was no nudity in that. That was like a Hallmark show.
She could be in Skin.
You never know.
She also became a painter with gallery showings around the country. Oh, I'm sure her painting's great. Her TV credits include guest spots on everything from One Day at a Time to Murder, She Wrote, from The Love Boat to Fantasy Island. Oh, the usual suspects that everyone's been on.
Stop playing.
She played the mother in Judy Blume. Oh, God. What? These are the worst credits ever.
These poor Brady kids.
She recently sold a Malibu home she bought when she was 11 with her Brady Bunch money for $3.9 million. She bought it for $55,000 in 1969.
Nice. Yep. You don't remember reading about that a few weeks ago?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Cindy Brady, before she was the youngest one, and Curl, Susan Olsen, Pat, sang on the Pat Boone Show, and whatever. As an adult, she studied at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, went on to become a radio talk show host. I don't remember that part.
Mm-mm.
An artist, a designer, worked with Converse on their glow-in-the-dark sneakers. Ooh! An animal welfare advocate. She co-wrote Love to Love You Brady's, a coffee table book about the horrifically bad Brady Bunch variety tour.
Do you have that, Tom?
No, I don't.
Do you want it?
Sure.
Okay.
She has a son diagnosed with Asperger syndrome. Is that an achievement? Susan also, sorry, the way it read was kind of weird. She also has a credit for working in the porn industry. She did the sound effects for Love Probe from A Warm Planet using a synthesizer.
Cool.
She and her husband are hydroponic marijuana grower. She said last year, I never really enjoyed smoking it. It makes me very paranoid. It was my husband's idea.
You can get that book on Amazon, Tom.
Thanks, Mom. I already got the Batman one. I'm good.
Okay. Just want to let you know. There's also the customers that bought that also bought the Brady's Go Bowling DVD.
Oh.
Growing Up Brady, I Was a Teenage Greg by Barry Williams. The Brady Kids, the complete animated series. Where are these people that buy all this crap?
This is season one, but it's sped up. It's slower. This is a sped up version of season one.
In 2004, Knight fell in love in America's Next Top Model champion Adrienne Curry. The couple starred in their own spin-off reality show, My Fair Brady. God, this Brady Bunch, I can't believe how far they took this thing.
Mm-hmm.
In 2011, the five-year anniversary of the wedding, the stars called it quits. There were signs that perhaps trouble in paradise months earlier when Curry appeared on the Howard Stern Show. She told Howard she took to Twitter because she liked the attention of being, after being unsatisfied at home, she also revealed she was using sex toys rather than getting intimate with her husband. Oh, that was nice of her to reveal that to the world.
Poor Pete.
Bobby, Michael Glenn's locks were dyed dark brown, so he looked more like a Brady. He battled alcoholism and found a fulfilling role on the other side of the camera. Went to the University of Utah, became a camera tech for almost 20 years, including shooting for the TV series Everwood. Wow, he shot for Everwood? Whoa.
and the film
Way of the Gun, starring James Caan. Later, he switched careers. He now makes concrete countertops for a living.
Hey, cool. Well, you gotta make a living.
Can you believe?
Believe me.
What? Nothing. All these people did. I mean, nothing.
Typecasted.
How does that happen? You're looking for Adam.
Somebody.
West.
Tom, honestly, are they really? Florence Center seems okay. But are they really the greatest actors?
No, but they were on one of the most successful shows of all time.
Exactly. So people just want them to be those people. They're not going to hire them to do anything else.
But Andy Griffith did other shows. He did.
He did. He's a good actor. He's amazing. Yeah, you're right.
So did Opie.
So did Ron Howard,
Yeah.
Big time.
Good actor.
And Gomer Pyle.
Did you see...
Jim Nabors.
What was Gomer in besides...
Well, he was Jim Nabors.
Yeah, it was. I guess he sang at the Indy 500. He sang...
Got married, runs a macadamia.
That's right. He got married in Canada on a beautiful day to rock.
What a voice he had, Jim Nabors. phenomenal voice.
You liked his voice?
If I play you a piece off of Facebook that
someone just sounded like Jim Carrey and me.
It's on Gomer Pyle. It's on Gomer Pyle.
He sings like this.
Jay, if you're going to find something, Jay, find him singing on Gomer Pyle. It's a talent show.
Like a bridge of
you're going to apologize to me when you hear this.
I just like that Tom was Jim Carrey and me, myself, and Irene there. He's like, do you believe that voice? That's Gomer Pyle.
He sings in a
We've
talent
heard
show.
Him singing, no, I've heard not, him sing Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Back home in Indiana. This is it.
Marine.
Listen.
Go.
Yes, sir. You better get to bed, boy.
You can go a little
Sounds
forward
like
on
you
this.
Got a bad cold.
Go a little forward.
It ain't a cold. Oh? Then what is it?
He's afraid to sing.
It's a long story. Well,
keep going.
He's really bummed out.
They want to talk him into singing in this talent contest.
On this continent,
keep going.
New nation.
That guy's a stupid.
No. It's really, really good.
That's good. I'm predicting this is not going to be worth it.
No, it's going to be great.
This part
I promise
is really
you.
Stupid.
Keep going.
Too far.
Yeah, here it comes. This is Gomer
Pyle.
So
you like this kind of singing?
Yeah.
Really?
Listen to him.
Would
you turn this up in the car if it was on?
Yes, I would.
You would?
It's very operatic.
Listen to this guy's voice.
When the brave dare not go.
Okay.
The unrightable wrong.
Where's Sergeant Carter?
He's probably sitting in back with his jaw on the ground.
He's sitting on the side. He was very proud.
No, he wasn't. He yelled at him after this.
No, he was hugging him.
Can you see Carter's reaction, please?
I'm sure it's one of amazement.
Don't fast forward it yet. Let him sing, Jay.
We need Carter. Oh, there's Carter. Let's see what he says. Pyle!
That's Jim Neighbors.
You can't sing, Pyle.
How does that voice come out of him?
You think he could sing?
Mark,
what?
Sit up.
I'm sorry. I fell asleep there for a second.
Sergeant Carter, I got my voice back. I can sing.
I can sing. Are you sure, Pyle?
Well, of course. You heard what I just said.
That's right. Hey, you're supposed to go on. Come on. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
Frank Sutton.
If you look at your programs, you'll see that our next performer is Marine Private First Class Gomer Pyle. However...
Plans.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
I am proud to present.
Oh my God! It was just in the nick of time.
They got to him.
Listen to him. Look, he's singing in front of this huge crowd here.
Okay, we've had enough of this.
No, just let him start.
We already heard him.
Don't you want to hear him start?
No, I don't, because I hate that kind of singing.
Look at this. Look at
so
this.
Does everyone else except for you? No, Jay.
No, Jay, don't.
Please,
Jay.
Yes, no one's here. We already heard it.
God,
we already heard his incredible voice.
The way he starts sounds like Sinatra starting.
No, he does not sound like Sinatra.
Oh!
Maz, if you would turn that up in your car, your daughters would all yell at you.
No, they wouldn't.
They would like this?
No, they'd yell at me.
They'd look up from their phones and go, oh, what's Dad playing? Gross. And then look back at their phones.
What is Dad's playing? God.
Why do I bother? Who else knew that he sang at a talent show in the show? Come on now.
No, I'm impressed by that.
Okay. As long as you're impressed.
Did you see the Johnny Football news? Manziel's getting sued again for punching a bartender.
For being an a-hole?
No.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Around 2 a.m. this is back.
Gomer Pyle.
Huh?
You'd rather hear Gomer Pyle than hear the story, the breaking news about Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
September 6, 2016.
That's why on one day a week, Maz.
Oh.
So back in September around 2 a.m.
Me under, please.
What?
Huh?
I was talking to Jay.
What'd you say?
Nothing. That's between me and Jay.
What'd you say, Jay?
It's just between me and Jay.
No, we don't need that. I can't believe you want to hear that music badly.
Can you play it out?
Really concerns
going out
me.
When the show's over? Can you play it going out?
Oh, God, man. What's the matter with you?
I want people to have a chance to see this video.
Jay, why don't you just send Tom the link and you can go in the other room and watch it right now?
Yeah.
Because I want to watch it with you guys.
But we don't want to watch it. Nobody
why do you want other
to
people
it?
To do stuff that you like doing that they don't like doing?
I watched Vin Scully sing with you.
Yeah, because we laughed
it
at it.
It made it more meaningful to me.
I thought we were playing this on the outro.
I mean...
That's another good song. I got some good songs, man.
This has been a real
I'm playing these songs on my way home tonight.
What if we forced you to listen to Pearl Jam because we liked it and we thought you should like it, even though you know you're never going to like it?
I would listen to it. I'd be a gentleman.
You are so full of it. You are so full. Yeah. This is just noise. Noise, noise.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, what happened to football? Football comma Johnny.
Around 2 a.m., Eric Newton's working at this bar in Austin, Texas. Austin, Massachusetts. Austin, Texas. Johnny Manziel, Mr. Football, was attending a private party, and Johnny Football demanded that this guy prepare a bunch of drinks for him, but the guy said, I can't do that. I'm not a bartender. I'm just a bar back. You know, a guy that assists.
Of course.
So,
uh-huh.
Yep. So after
that. They get the ice. They refill stuff.
Yeah. He told Johnny Football, suggested that someone from his group go downstairs where the bar was actually at, where that bar was operational. The one he was at wasn't. So a short time later, Mr. Newton was downstairs having a conversation with another customer. The customer, apparently aware that Johnny Football was in the building, asked this Eric Newton his opinion of Mr. Football.
Mr. Football.
Eric Newton gave his opinion to the customer. The conversation was overheard by someone in Johnny Manziel's group, who immediately ran upstairs and told Mr. Manziel what had transpired.
What a dick. What a jerk.
What a narc. He immediately ran upstairs to tell
the kid out.
What a loser.
A minute or so later, Mr. Manziel came downstairs, ran behind the bar.
An even bigger dick, by the way, for doing that.
I know.
These guys downstairs are saying bad things. Where are they? Where are they? I'll get them. I'll kick their ass right now.
What a jackass.
What a dope.
The funny thing is the amazing accuracy. I guarantee you that's how it
It's exactly how it happened.
So Manziel ran downstairs, ran behind the bar, cursed at him first, then punched him in the face, breaking his nose. Newton then grabbed Mr. Manziel to stop the attack. Both fell on the floor. Johnny Football then got up and ran out the back staff exit before the police arrived.
Everyone knows exactly who he is.
At least the bar backs to get paid.
While he's suing for between $200,000 and $1
million. Good. I hope he gets a million.
I can't believe someone, Johnny, they're saying bad things about you.
Gotta go beat him up right now.
And then he punches this guy in his face and then runs out the staff exit.
I'm going to break his nose and run out the back door before the cops get here.
He doesn't think more than two steps ahead, does he?
No.
Many people his age.
I would love to see that. Like just the part of him running out the staff exit. Hey, where are you going, Football?
Good thing I'm in such great shape I could run away from that guy after I beat him up.
Oh, what a jerk.
Oh, boy. So he's arrested?
This happened back in September, so now he's being sued civilly.
Oh, good. Because
remember, he ran away from the cops, so they didn't have enough evidence to charge.
So he was never arrested for it?
No. Uh-uh. So good luck trying to, you know, maybe he'll probably settle. He's got to be running out of money.
Yeah, I keep thinking the same thing. I mean, he played two seasons.
I know. I think maybe his plan must be I'm just going to run out of money and then go crawling back to mommy and daddy and they'll support him.
Maybe the CFL will hire him.
Oh, God.
You mean next year's Grey Cup, watched by Tom Mazoway.
That's right. Every damn year.
And did you know the Grey Cup did a one rating around here? And by one, I mean one person, Tom Mazoway.
Two people. I saw Art Regner watch it,
okay,
too.
It did a two in this area. Two people watched it.
I'm amazed that Art Regner watched it, to be honest. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
There's so much good TV on a Sunday night, too.
He's worth $50
million? His parents are.
His parents are worth $50
million. Oh, yeah, no, they're loaded. They're totally loaded.
They're an oil
He's only
family.
Worth $5
Yeah, but that number's dwindling. I don't believe he's worth $6 million. Because he's taking private jets all over the place. He rents these houses for, you know, $20,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
What a jerk.
Punches people.
Yeah, and then the security deposit's like $50,000. He loses all of it, and then some.
Crashes cars.
Gets sued regularly. Needs lawyers for beating up chicks. What happened to that, by the way?
I don't know.
That thing seems like it'd be in court by now.
She's dating another athlete, though, so that's good.
Oh, she's smart. Nice learning curve.
She's pretty hot.
Okay, we've gone over our hour, per usual. Mm-hmm. But we'll be back tomorrow with God knows what.
Not Tom, though.
Can I come back tomorrow?
No.
It's usually my day.
No. Monday's your day.
Tuesday's usually my day.
Well, then you should come tomorrow.
You invited me today.
Well, then today's like tomorrow.
I figured
tomorrow
today
will be like today.
I figured today we could talk a little bit more about the Michigan game. It wouldn't be too far away. That's why I came in today. Try to plan my stuff.
We'll figure it out, Maz.
To dream
the impossible dream. Look what you've done.
Sing it, Gomer.
To fall.
Thanks, everybody, for buying the merch. Hopefully, you're not having problems with it. If you are, let us know. We'll figure something out. And who knows? We may have new merch at some point. If Wisconsin blows
molds,
up at midnight tonight, it appears.
Molds, yeah, the molds.
I thought I heard the molds breaking earlier in the evening.
Oh, I'm
pretty
no.
sure they're broken.
Jeez. So
we may have to have new merchandise. And
I want a Gomer pile on my shirt.
Well, start your own. Maybe they can put it in our store. Maybe the people make ours can make your Jim Neighbors shirt.
Okay.
You can make a lot of money off it.
There you go.
Here's one for you for $19.99, Tom, a Gomer pile shirt.
Look at that.
It says WWGD.
What would Gomer do?
Yeah.
I wonder how that shirt did. I bet it did pretty well.
Or there's another one that's like the Shepard Fairey Obama shirt, the Hope shirt, and it just says Shazam underneath.
You
got the red and blue.
You threw a good pile.
Oh, not really.
Shazam! Surprise! 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 What a goofball! All right, have a good one, everybody. We'll leave you with Gomer Pyle, maybe.
God,
enjoy.
With scars, still strong with his last ounce of courage. The brave dare not go, though the road be forever too high, to try.